to the last 20, 25 minutes. Okay, good. So let's get talking. We did say that we're going to talk about the e-hailing driver partners for Bolt and Uber. So let's talk about them. Let's talk about them. My guests are stuck in traffic, so I'll be expecting them to come in any moment now. But while we wait for my guests to come in, the drivers themselves, they're all tuned in. I believe they're all tuned in. So let's talk about them. But let me just give you a preamble of what is going on. From the report that we have, about 20,000 e-cab riders that operate in Lagos, about 20,000 of them, they have said that they are not going to work today and tomorrow and on Wednesday, well, until their demands are met. So some of the things that they are looking at, some of the things that they are demanding for, let me break it down for you. They're saying that they need better working conditions. They need to be treated like humans. They need to be treated like Nigerians who have rights as well. They broke it down. They said drivers cover a minimum of 150 kilometers and 15 hours daily service at 65 naira per kilometer and 10 naira per minute fixed by Uber. 10 naira per minute fixed by Uber and Bolt Nigeria, which amounts to a gross of 15,000 naira daily. Take a listen. So when they work for 15 hours, they make about 15,000 naira daily. Out of the 15,000 naira, 25% goes to Uber and Bolt Nigeria as commission. 4,950 naira on the average will go to fueling their vehicle. 5,000 naira as vehicle rental, because most of them actually get these vehicles on hire purchase or something like that, while the drivers are left with a meager sum of 1,200 naira per day. That's outside of their feeding, outside of every other thing, of which, you know, they have to take money out of to feed themselves, to buy data, because their business actually runs on data. Like 24/7 runs on data and airtime as well, because they have to call clients and all of that. So if you look at the entire thing, it's what's left is nothing. So they're saying that they actually need more. They need more from these their partners, the app operators, that they want to be treated like human beings. They want to have entitlement. They want to have benefits. That a lot more is happening. It's either they raise the fare that they currently, you know, charge, or Uber and Bolt give them some really nice benefits. They want proper profiling of all their riders, patronizing their services, because some of their members have been unfortunate when it comes to, you know, taking some passengers. They want upward review of their fares to meet the current economic reality as well. Fuel has gone up. Yeah, exactly. Parts of their vehicles have gone up. Yeah. They also want to see how Uber and Bolt can resolve the issue of blocking accounts of their members unjustifiably. Because if anybody makes any complaint about a driver partner, the first thing that Uber and Bolt will do is just to block that driver first before even investigating. And that's stopping the livelihood of such a driver. So they want all this being looked into. They want adequate welfare packages for drivers and compensation for to the families of those who lost their lives or suffered some accidents, and that must have led to some kind of disability. They want benefits. They want proper employment structure, just like what happened in the UK. Basically, that is their call. We hope to have the leadership in the studio any moment now. They're stuck in traffic. But if you are a driver partner, we would love to hear from you, your take, your plight. 0700-993-993-993. For females who are driver partners as well, the number to call is 01465-7190. Let's hear from you directly. This is your organization. Are they speaking for you. And, you know, well, the organization is Professional E-Hailing Drivers and Private Owners Association, PEDPA. We're expecting the national president of PEDPA, Comrade Idris Shonuga, in the studio any moment now. If he comes in, we'll talk to him. Chief Ndukwe is joining us right now. Chief Ndukwe, a very lovely morning to you. Let's have your take on this conversation. Are you a driver partner?
Hello?
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, Kodri, how are you?
Very well.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
I want to make a contribution, you know, on paternity.
No, no, we moved away from that, Chief.
You moved away from that?
Yes, we have.
Okay, yeah. What did I do, sir?
I'm so sorry. We're talking about the e-hailing drivers right now. We moved away from Pantami, please. Let's not call in and talk about Pantami again. We even borrowed time, you know, from this conversation to talk about Pantami. So let's leave Pantami alone, eh? Well, it'll be discussed on our subsequent shows, yeah. You should expect that on Sunnyside. Shake us out on Hard Facts as well later today, all right? So just hang in there. Moses is joining us right now. Moses, hi. Good morning to you, Moses. Hi, Moses. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, morning to you.
Yeah, this is Moses. I'm calling from Alapere.
Welcome, Moses.
Yeah, as I'm calling now, I'm on boat driver, although I'm on Uber platform.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to call as regards to the welfare of all e-hailing drivers.
That's right.
Normally, if a rider wants to request, you'll be seeing names like Inspector, you'll be seeing names like OG. Mm. No, most of these riders are not well-profiled at all.
Oh.
At all. Mm. And then when you now like report to both will not even try to hear you out.
Okay.
The next thing, they will just block you.
Mm. Mm.
And now they are saying they are going on strike. That this Monday, all members will go on strike.
That's
so
right.
That they can be a good platform for drivers and then for the fear.
Have you joined the strike now?
Yeah. I'm inside.
Mm, you look like you're driving, though, Moses.
Yeah. I'm on the other side. I just parked.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fantastic, Moses. So Moses, have you had any bad experience before? Dealing with a rider, have you had any bad experience?
The experience I've had, you know, it depends on individual.
Mm.
When they want to start, maybe they want to be complain about one thing,
right,
or they want to misbehave. You know, I try that as much as possible to be calm.
Mm.
Because two wrongs cannot make a right at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Moses.
Thank you.
Go on, Moses. Let me hear you.
So I try as much as possible to be calm. But notwithstanding, our treatment from both, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. Honestly, I won't lie to you.
Mm.
You know, when they give you bonuses, they put conditions and terms towards that conditions. Like, you have to end, complete a people of 40 trips in a week to have access to 5% bonus, which is not fair to me, which is not fair.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to car maintenance, we go through a lot.
Mm.
I spent closely, not less than 150 on car maintenance.
150,000 naira?
Yes.
To maintain your car, monthly?
With fuel, servicing, everything, which is not easy. But because there's no other platform, I'm a student of the University of Lagos, my partner here, but I'm just doing this for the main time. But I don't think I can continue to do this for a long period of time because it's not something to write off.
Moses, thank you for sharing your story with us. Really appreciate it. Oh, so I'm being joined right now by the executives of PEDPA. Comrade Idris Shonuga is here in the studio. Comrade Idris, thank you for finally making it into the studio this morning.
Thank you, Lagos.
It's good to have you here. I also have Comrade Olaoluwa Alabe. Is it Alabe?
Alagbe.
Yes. Oh, Alagbe, okay. Please move close to the mic. So, gentlemen, let's talk about this. Your members are on the line. Maybe we should squeeze in one more call from your members. Then I'll come back to you. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
How are you doing, sir?
Very well, very well.
I greet you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. My name is Abayomi.
Abayomi, can you turn off your radio, please? You can't listen to yourself. Just listen to me, yeah?
Yeah, I'm listening to you now.
All right, go on.
My name is Abayomi.
Go on, Abayomi. We're listening to you.
The treatment meted out to us by Bolt and Uber are very unfair. Averagely before, I used about 5,000 naira to service my car.
Okay.
Inclusive of workmanship.
Mm.
But for currently now, I spend about 11,000 naira, which I do every other 4 weeks. Fuel has gone up. materials has, maintenance cost has gone up, body parts has gone up. We've negotiated with Bolt and Uber. You are still charging the same fare you are charging in terms of kilometer-based fare and minutes on the trip.
Right.
So if you driver spend about 15 hours daily on the road, you don't do anything about that. And you are still maintaining your own percentage. You take care of your rider. You don't take care of the driver who owns vehicles, who maintains this vehicle. Now you have a minimum standard. You have to take your cars for inspection to make sure they meet your standards. Who does that? Drivers are being killed every day. You profile drivers. When drivers do anything wrong, you can go to their house and pick them because you have their PDA, because you have enough. And riders, you don't profile them. You see some people using Jesus, using evil men as name of riders. And most of the times, riders run away with your money. They board when they surge, and when it is time for payment, they engage drivers in 50 cops, or they also all run away. This part of the investment are not being protected by Uber and Bolt. I have a colleague that is totally blind. He was shot at Akpogbo.
Totally blind.
His name is Tommy Waziri.
Oh, yeah.
He was shot at Akpogbo, and he's blind. What has Bolt done to that guy? To take care of his young son. We cannot continue in that way, and we are already all out for them. We are already all out for them. Any driver that is working today, you get your account blocked. We have a system in place that we used to maintain you and to track you down.
They
are not going to be violent. They are going to be civil.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, they will be forced to listen to us because we are the ingredient of this industry.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it. Let me speak with your comrades in the studio already. Comrade Idris, how are you today?
Thank you.
So your strike starts today?
Absolutely.
Okay, tell me exactly, what are you guys fighting for? I mean, I've read a couple, but it can be as comprehensive as when you say it yourself. What are your demands?
Thank you so much. There is a saying that says, if you are rendering a service or you are selling a goods, you should be in control of your service. And there is a saying that says there is dignity in all labor.
That's right.
And as far as the e-hailing business is concerned, it's a professional service. You can't be a driver without having a certification as a certified driver through the VIS road safety. You have to be certified that you can drive.
Right.
Apart from that, we are expected to deploy good customer comportment to any driver, any rider we come across to, meaning that we are expected to render five-star services. Quite unfortunate, with all these humongous responsibility, enormous responsibility embedded on our service,
right,
we don't have a say in the price of our service. It takes only a courageous person to convince another person to give him or her his property to go and use to work on app company's platform. Meaning that a driver, we go and meet a lease partner that I needed to use your car for a taxi services on Uber and Bolt platform with a commitment of bringing 30,000 naira every week. You know, anything can happen during that process.
Right, right.
That car can be snatched from you. Accident can happen, and you are responsible, you understand, for anything that goes wrong with that property. And you not deploy that cars on app company's platform. You have to fuel the car. You have to make sure the car is in good condition. You are expected to render good service, good customer service to anybody who come across to. Yet, you are not given the privilege to have a say in such a service in Nigeria. This is a new world. Slavery has been put aside in 18th century. This is year 2000. And we are telling Uber that this is absolutely wrong. We are telling Bolt this is absolutely wrong. Before they came to the shore of this nation, we have a taxi business in Lagos State.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I personally have been on this business before the arrival. I'm one of the few they consulted before they begin their operation. They don't come with a single car. They have to communicate to those who are running the taxi business. And we gave them our support to render taxi business on their platform. They are not the commuters. They are not the transporter. We are the transporter. They only deploy technology to facilitate a link between us and the customer. Then, why should you be fixing the price ridiculously low? You fix humongous commission on each transport services we render on your platform without our prior notice. We just do it. And that was not part of the agreement we had. It's like they use systemic approach to convert our service into their own.
What were the initial agreements you had with them?
It was 90 naira per kilometer.
90
naira per kilometer as at 2015. 10 naira per minute when fuel was still at 95 naira per liter. When things at the labor market has not gone high as when things has not gone as high, has not inflated by 300% on the increase side. We are having 90 per kilometer. Then you can see customer enjoying the service. We are delighted to render good services to the rider. That is when we are buying sweets, we are putting waters in the car to make customer feel comfortable in our car. You know. But when Pacify came into the market, you know, there is
that's the old boat.
Yes, old boat. Yes, Pacify. Yeah. Now boat.
Yeah.
A unhealthy rivalry started from the boat app company. And they now that led to the slash of our service by 40% in 2017 when Nigerian economies was nosediving due to the global economic recession that prompted everything in Nigerian labor market to skyrocket to the tune of 300%. That is when this app company took that decision to slash the price.
Were you consulted when they were
not
the price?
We were not consulted. They just feel that because we have giving them the services, everybody wanted to Uber, everyone wanted to Bolt, because our cars are on their platform, you know? So it's so difficult for you to, you know, to do a U-turn when we have done several thousands of trips.
When you say slash the what do you mean exactly?
They cut down the price of the service from 90 naira per kilometer to 60 naira per kilometer. When everything in the Nigerian labor market, the bag of rice I can remember was around 5,000 to 7,000.
But this affected their own income as well, right?
No, they maintained their commission. As a matter of fact, they even increased their commission. This is very, and we have been talking about this. That was what led to the outcry that prompted Lagos State Ministry of Transportation to call for a regulation. You understand? And all the discussion about the regulation has not been implemented. The Lagos State government just only collects their operational license from them. You understand? Then every enforcement about the implementation of this was not implemented.
Right.
And this call for this strike. We've written a letter to them. I was here last year when we did a warning protest. We wrote a letter to them that it is important for us to have a synergy. Let us have a collective evaluation on the price of the transport service. Fine, your technology supports our business in a way that makes our customer to feel comfortable.
Right.
We actually appreciate it. We want to advance, but not at our own detriment. You know,
I'm with you.
Technology should support your business, you know,
to make you grow.
But now they use it to our own advantage. To their own to our own disadvantage, to their own advantage.
Let me quickly speak with Comrade Olaoluwa here. Comrade Olaoluwa, you guys are advocating. You can remove that so we can hear you and get close to the mic, please.
Okay.
We have a very limited time to go because we're starting this quite late.
Yes.
So you guys you're going on strike today. How long does the strike last?
Well, thank you, Mr. Sherry, for this opportunity. We are planning on going on 1 week warning strike.
Okay.
If Ibo and Bolt are not responding to our plea.
Mm.
We have written a letter to them on the 1st of this month.
Okay.
Giving them 15 days notice for them to call us. Let's have a round table.
Okay.
But they refuse to heed to our request. That's why this strike is starting today. We have told our members to stay off the road unless everybody go on offline and let's see what we can do. If they don't respond, then by Friday we take it up from there.
Okay, that's brilliant. Gentlemen, Comrade Idris, I will talk to you after now. Let's see if we can find time to bring you back, because look at my phone lines. Your members are calling me, but I don't have enough time to take all the calls. But we'll talk then. I will let people know when you'll be back again, because we've not said anything. We actually don't have enough time. But at this juncture, I have to say that we can't go beyond this line here. But thank you so much for making it. I know it was difficult getting here this morning.
Honestly.
It was. I know. It's Lagos now. Traffic can be something else. But I would have expected, because you people are leaving the roads, you know, traffic will be lighter and everything. But then it was still a serious issue, right?
Absolutely.
We'll talk more after this. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming around for today. We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
So we're going to try and give out 10,000 naira right now. I mean, give somebody a chance to win 10,000 naira. We'll bring this conversation back during the course of the week. Trust me on that one. But in the meantime, we need to go on the show today, but not without giving somebody 10,000 naira.